Let's talk about some fun activities coming up. As a matter of fact, there's a couple this weekend, but one of them we're going to talk about is from the Racine Public Library. It's called, it's an expo. It's called Lakefront Expo, and we have two experts to talk about it today. Megan Harper's here and Phil Hill. They're both board members of the African, the African American Chamber of Commerce of Greater Racine and Kenosha. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
If you saw my writing, it would be a miracle that I even pronounced it correctly. Okay, so we got Lakefront Expo coming up. Does this happen every year at this time? Is it an annual event?
Yes, this is the fifth year. We're so great that we're able to bring this back for an additional year. I mean, we're so excited. We have lots of activities to bring the Racine and Kenosha area here at our beautiful Racine Library, which is almost, was it 130 years now?
I think so.
It's amazing.
I'm a big fan of the library. I'm there every week getting, DVDs out. And I love the library. We have the people in here all the time talking about all the things going on there. When I was a kid, the library was just books. Now it's computers, it's learning, it's conversation, it's everything.
And a Racine Expo to boot.
Right, and the Lakefront Expo coming up. Now, it's at the library itself, indoors?
Yes, that's correct. This year will be indoors. There will be a food truck outside, so there is a food vendor. You have to purchase from the food vendor directly. And then inside, we'll have our vendors, and we'll be getting to know all their services, and you can come and speak with them, as well as we'll also have workshops to attend as well.
So what's inside?
So inside, as I said, there's vendors that you can come and see, but there's also going to be business workshops. So we'll have a marketing tips for small business, which will be put on by my additional board member right here, Mr. Phil.
Hi.
And then we also have one in the morning earlier, which will be by Kenny Hill. And then always there's anything that we have will be on our website as well.
Yes.
Our Facebook page, which you can find via our link to the African American Chamber of Commerce of Greater Racine.
Now, what is the African American Chamber of Commerce? I know what the CFCs are, but what's the African American Chamber of Commerce?
So we're a collective of business owners here in Racine and Kenosha that have come together under the guidance of Georgia Ann Stenson. Her collective vision has been to bring underrepresented businesses to the forefront, as well as to provide any resources such as classes and other online connectivity and endorsement to push it out into the community so we can make a better connection with it.
In real life, these two people have very interesting lives when they're not doing the Lakefront Expo. Megan, you in real life, you are a, I say in real life, in your normal everyday life.
I'm actually an analytical chemist, so I'm second generation small business owner. So I will be at some point taking the reins of analytical testing laboratory. So we are currently looking at insecticides as well as various other consumer products. And we typically use gas chromatography analysis. Sounds really complicated, but all it is a separation process where you vaporize something and send it through this really tiny tube. And then as it goes down the tube, it separates and you can see the compounds and analyze them as they will tell you whether or not you're still in specification for that product over months of storage.
And you have to be a grammar school graduate, I assume. You had to graduate at least the sixth grade to get to this job.
It definitely helps. It helps. There's some math involved. I may have been forced to take a quantum mechanics class, but that's neither here nor there,
When I was a little kid, I wanted to be one of three things, even an ice cream man, stock car driver, or on the radio. Did you want to be a chemist when you were a kid?
I actually wanted to be a paleontologist before anyone knew what Jurassic Park
really?
Was.
Really?
And I had always explained it. What's a paleontologist? And then Jurassic Park came out and it was like, oh, thank goodness. I don't need to explain it anymore.
Wow. How about you, Phil? What do you do in real life?
I spent about 45 years, most of my adult life since high school, in electronic security and safety systems. That is basically alarm systems, burglar fire alarm, access control door systems, and camera systems. The things we use every day in life. In fact, you let me in the building today with the very door system.
My sneaky camera system.
The doorbell system. The video doorbell, which, can I say, because we're talking about African-American businesses, the video doorbell system was basically innovated through an African-American nurse from New York. She was a nurse full time. Her husband was an electrical engineer, but she came home at night and she was worried about her safety. So she drew on a piece of paper, which became a blueprint. And that blueprint basically is today's Ring doorbell and smart home system. ADT, the global giant, recognizes her as the innovator.
Really?
Yes. Her name is Marie Van Britten Brown.
Everybody's got the Ring doorbells now.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, they're so common.
Everyone.
And when you think about how simple it is to use.
I wish I'd have put the two together, the doorbell and the video camera. And yeah, so that's what I've done. And I teach it now as well at the Milwaukee Electrical JATC, the Training Center for Continued Education for our electrical trade members in Milwaukee.
Well, my wife has to control the Ring system at home because I don't understand it. She's got the main control panel on her phone.
Yep.
I can't reset things. I can't set it up. She just put me on there as a, I can just be a user of it.
Sure.
But I can't control anything.
Keep your fingers off those controls.
Right.
Work these.
I change the battery in it once a month outside. That's about all I'm allowed to do on that. Well, that's interesting. You guys have interesting jobs in your real lives.
Yes.
Whoa, that's very good. Let's talk about some of the things at the Lakefront Expo. A Taekwondo demonstration, right?
Yes, that's correct. So we actually have a demonstration squad from United Taekwondo of Racine.
That's you.
Actually, yes. I'm a fifth degree black belt there. I've been practicing for almost 18 years now under the instruction of Master Barry Barrett. Who's taught thousands of students, and his instructor is one of the longest continuously running programs out of southeastern Wisconsin here, Grandmaster Dugan-Yun in Milwaukee.
Whoa. And you don't look like you can start beating up people. You're kind of a slim build. Now,
oh, thank you.
What's Taekwondo? I know there's judo, there's Taekwondo.
Yes.
So what is Taekwondo?
So Taekwondo is a traditional Korean martial art. There's two major iterations. So there's WTF is what you see in the Olympics. So that's World Taekwondo Federation. It's more of the sport Taekwondo. A lot of people refer to us as karate, so I almost said it. It makes it easier for people to understand. And then the one that we practice is ITF, International Taekwondo, which is more of a traditional hard style. So you'll see the forms, traditional forms. You'll see we still freeze spar. Unlike the Olympic style, we allow punching to the head. There's some little other iterations, but we do more of the traditional. You'll see a lot of the things that you think of when you see none of the clay pots holding, not quite the movies where you're hours on end. We try to make it palatable for the children.
So you're not the Karate Kid.
Not exactly. Not quite like that. Yes.
So as a demonstration, she's going to throw Phil through the studio window here in just a few minutes.
Do you need cameras for that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Does it matter how big your opponent is? Or could you take on anybody?
So we also have a sister art, which will be demonstrated too, called Hapkido, which actually is more of the joint manipulations, joint locks, throws, which is what you're referring to, incorporated into our system. Again, traditional Korean martial art. And with the two together, we have what we call a more complete system. So as far as size goes, it's always wise to evaluate and use your...
don't pick a fight with somebody who's beat you by 100 pounds.
But my instructor has always said something very apt, which is he's never been picked on by someone smaller than him.
Well, I mean, now this is interesting to me. So do you feel safer walking places because you know this?
It's more of a general confidence boost. It's always teaching the students to have confidence in what they're doing in general. So by projecting that confidence, you're also bringing something into the world which will protect you in general as well. Not just a sense of protection, but also you're looking your awareness, you're better prepared.
So when is the demonstration at the Lakefront Expo? Do you know what time it is?
It's 11 a.m. So we'll be there.
And where is it, on the second floor?
I believe we'll most likely be very visible. We'll make announcements, but it most likely will be on the second floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's worth the price of admission alone, which is free, by the way.
Yes, and thank you, yes. And that's the other thing we wanted to make sure that we really hammered home is that For businesses to join our registry, it's free to come to the expo. It's free, all the information that we're giving.
Except for the food. The food truck.
The food truck, you know, yeah. Please.
Just make sure we point that out. Yeah.
But all of everything that the African American Chamber of Commerce is providing is completely free to the community and to the vendors. So please contact us and get in touch with us. We want to help building Racine as much as we can, continue to build it.
So Phil, what superpower do you have?
Dad.
Yes, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Dad, granddad. Speaking of granddad, one of my littlest granddaughters, she's three, soon to be four. When she hangs out with Grammy and granddad, she has three things she wants to do. Library is one.
Oh.
The boats are nearby, so she wants to see the boats, and she wants to go to Doubletree to get the chocolate chip cookie. So it's the boats, and she knows the difference between power boats and sailboats. We take her right down on the lakefront area to walk around. Then we walk over to get the cookie at the Doubletree, and then she wants to go to, she just started school, so she says the Barbary, but it's the library.
Mm.
And actually, she's gotten it pretty good.
Hey, adults, I hear calling it the library.
So the library has a wonderful kids section, you know, like they can play with interactive games and toys, and then I found out there's a log cabin in a glass, like a case thing there that even my adult kids now remember the log cabin is still there. So the library has a lot to offer, and it sits on the best place in the world, the lakefront of Lake Michigan. So
Ellen DeGeneres, I was looking it up here. I can't find it fast enough. Ellen DeGeneres does a bit about the library, and she goes, you know, I don't judge people except people that say library. I judge those people. And she said, the library's got everything, every word you can imagine, except one word. Doesn't have the word library. But okay, so let's talk more about the Lakefront Expo. Yeah. It starts at, I got this start time, so you don't say it. I got right in front of me here. 10:30 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Yes.
So when people walk in, is it
with an asterisk?
What's that?
There's a little activity that we're supporting for a couple years now, and that's a cancer walk.
That's right.
Have that. The fourth annual.
The breast cancer walk prior to the expo.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And what time is that starting?
I believe that is, well, the expo is at 10:30. It starts at Meyer Park, right by Gateway.
Yes.
And you walk on a path of.
Oh, that's not too long.
And then you end
up
at the library.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah. So there's the sister, the Sister Network of Southern Wisconsin. Has been the sponsor of it, hosting of it. You'll find them on our website as well with the details too. You can show up, I think, the morning of, sign up, and have a short, brisk walk along the lakefront and then end up at our expo.
We check the weather. If you're partly sunny, highs near 80, so you got a perfect day to walk. That's a nice walk, too. It's not that long. So if you say, well, I'm not into, you know, 40-mile hikes, it's not a 40-mile hike. It's not even a mile. it's just to walk there. Well, that's great. So that's before the expo.
Yep.
Excuse me, before the expo. Talk about some of the other things people will see there.
Yes, there's also going to be a breakthrough team, which is a bunch of adorable little children with pom-poms dancing to music and providing just lots of joy. So it would be great to see them. That's 2:30 to 2:45. And they were there last year as well and just... they did an amazing job. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Okay, what else? You have anything else you can point out?
Yep. The Legacy on the Lake.
Yes, the presentation.
So Legacy on the Lake will happen around 1:30 to 2:15. And Legacy on the Lake is going to be honoring a very special person, Mrs. Loretta Life, associated with the library.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Loretta Life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Loretta a Life presentation, but no, it's Loretta Life is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about her. Who is she?
She's one of the first black librarians for the Racine Library here, and it's just absolutely amazing to have the legacy of just decades of providing a promotion of love of learning to the community and making sure that there are programs that help the children in the area with literacy. So that's kind of been her biggest contribution to one of her biggest contributions to our area.
You know who also works at the library? Miss Wisconsin, the newest Miss Wisconsin.
It's amazing.
I forget her name. Is that Kimberly? Is it what's her name? I forget her name. You guys,
I should know it off the top of my head. And of course,
amazing. She is going to be in the Miss America pageant.
Yes.
And she works at the library. She still does, too. She didn't quit or anything. Yep. She works at the library. That's kind of neat to have Miss Wisconsin working there.
Absolutely.
And she'll be on TV in the Miss America pageant. And she's right here at the Racine Public Library. And by the way, I know a lot of people don't go to the library. If you don't, you're missing out. First of all, on the second floor, you can sit in chairs they have lined up there and just look. It's the most picturesque view of Lake Michigan because there's nothing blocking your view. It's just a straight shot right out to the lake. Get a book, just relax, and just stare out that window, and all your worries and anxieties seem to go away. Okay, let's see. We got her name right here. Her name is, that's right, Willow Newell. And, she's the new Miss Wisconsin, and she works at the library. What does she do there, do you know?
I'm not 100% sure.
I think the pageant just took place.
The Miss America pageant?
I think it did. I think it did. Did they just have the pageant?
I'm pretty sure.
I saw a going away party
for the director's post.
I didn't know that. Yeah. They used to make a big deal about it on TV. Remember?
Yes.
Here she comes, Miss America. Times have changed. Okay, so yeah, if you haven't gone to the library, go. And if you have never been, head out to the expo. It's Lakefront Expo. It is coming up this Saturday, and the hours are 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. But there's a breast cancer walk about an hour or so before, you said?
Yep.
And that starts at Gateway, which is right down the block.
Yes.
Yep. And so you can gather there. Yes.
Can we just share about our sponsors that we can't do this alone? Besides the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Greater Racine, we also have Racine County supporting. We have Racine Public Library as well. The NAACP Racine Economic Development Committee, which you'll hear from, I think one of their president possibly will be speaking. We'll have other community leaders speaking throughout the event as well. And the Professional Women's Network for Service also sponsoring our event. And there are a few other sponsors and donors that have given along the way. But we so greatly appreciate just having this collaboration and now going into how many years is for us now?
Fifth year.
Yes. So, who from the library do you want to make? I know Shay King is the one I said.
Nick Dempsey,
obviously. He's just the newest official. He was acting head of the library. Mm-hmm. Now he's not acting anymore. He knows it.
Yes. And Nick works hand in hand with us all of our meetings.
And Shay King helped set this up this morning, so I want to thank Shay as well.
Thank you.
Well, good luck this weekend. This is exciting. You have nice weather. You know, outdoor, it's indoor, you said.
Yeah.
But even the walk is outdoor. You're always sweating it out. It's like, get out of rain, get in the, and you can't control it. But in your case, it's going to be a beautiful day anyway. There's plenty of parking.
Yep.
And it all kicks off with the walk around 9:30-ish. And then the 10:30, the expo starts inside the public library.
Food to purchase, a DJ. It'd be plenty of excitement.
A DJ?
Going on. Yes,
oh, my
DJ.
Goodness. Playing music?
Yep.
I thought you're not supposed to make noise in the library.
It's going to be outside.
Oh, he's a DJ. And you're going to get to see Megan beat somebody up.
And her team.
And my team, yes, also. We have excellent staff and wonderful students, so they'll all be there to help spread traditional taekwondo.
Well, I'd love you to. Thanks for coming in.
And Don, we thank you and so WRJN much, yes. for giving us the moment to share this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Phil actually came in yesterday by accident.
I did.
And I met him at the door with, who are you and why are you here?
I'm Phil Hill, the race car driver.
Phil Hill, Formula One race car driver, Phil. And I was sweating and I said, did I forget? Because I never forget these. I write them down in the book because I will forget. And then you mentioned Megan's name. And I said, oh, that's tomorrow, Megan Harper. Yeah, no, that's good. But anyway, thank you guys. Good luck with the Lakefront Expo. One more time, I'm going to tell people that it is kicks off at about 9:30 with the breast cancer walk starting at Gateway. You walk up to the library, and then it all kicks off at 10:30 till 4 p.m.
Yes.
Yep.
And then you're packing up. Well, thank you. You guys are pretty neat.
Thank you.
It sounds
thank
like
you,
a lot
sir.
Of fun.
You
I
me
live,
too.
I live. Thank you. I live right down the block from the
you're
library.
You're coming down, too. Right? Come on.
I can walk there.
Awesome.
No, but I'll drive. I got to walk, schlep over the bridge and all that kind of stuff. Well, good luck tomorrow. Well, no, not tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Saturday.
What is today? Today's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, good luck. And if you missed any bit of our chat, it'll be podcast tomorrow morning at WRJN.com. Just search Don Rosen and you'll be able to find it there. Thank you, guys.